Parshat Hazinu, we have the Shira of Hazinu, and there's a very famous line in it, Vayishman Yishirun Vayivat Shemanta Avita Kasita, that Am Yisrael got fat and then kicked in reaction. In other words, despite fat being a positive thing, and that they were able to get fat means that they had plenty. Hashem provided for them b'shefa, they had plenty, and yet instead of reacting gratefully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping the mitzvot, being grateful, following the Torah and the mitzvot, instead they reacted by kicking, by not following the Torah. And this pasuk is in the context, the pasuk right before, and tells us that Hashem gave us grape juice. Dame inav tishteh chamer. So the Sforno says, Mitz anavim haya ro'i l'shtia bilti rav melacha bo. We didn't have to do work. You know how easy it is to get grape juice? You pick some grapes off, you squish it, you have grape juice. Okay, wine is already a skill. You know, if you do it wrong, it ferments, it's bad. There's better wines, there's worse wines. That's why there's competitions. There are not so many grape juice competitions in the world. Grape juice, you squeeze the grapes, you have grape juice, you drink them, and you can, and it's filling, it's healthy, it's you know, it's got sugar, natural sugars, it's good for you. Chen hayumid parnasim shelo betzar, there was so much, so plentiful, easily. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu provide them for that? Because if I provide for them easy parnasa like this, delicious grapes, grape juice, they'll have a very easy parnasa. And then the next pasuk says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. And what did Am Yisrael do? As thanks, as grateful for all these grapes and grape juice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for us, we rebelled. So what is the word Yishurun? Am Yisrael here is being referred to as the word Yishurun. So many, many Mefarshim take the approach that Yishurun is related to the word Yashar. That is one of the explanations. There's a few different explanations why we're being referred to as Yishurun. So the Sforno's explanation is sure comes from being able to see. In other words, the Bali Iyun, the deepest thinkers, our tzaddikim, our philosophers, in the positive sense, meaning the Bali Machshava, the community leaders, the people who are keeping the Torah, those people, Asukimah Be'imor Botom Ne'adam Shalom Le'mazon. Imagine the animal kicking those that feed it. So it's not going to keep getting fed. Instead of being grateful for all the food, thank you so much, it kicks, it rebels, it reacts negatively. That's you don't expect that. You expect gratitude when you're providing for it. So says the puzzle continues, Shamata Avita Kasita. You got fat, you got so fat that what happened? Says the Sforno, Hinei Ata Yishurun, Kahal Tovsei Torah. The people who keep the Torah, Bali Ayun, the people who are learned, who are thought out. Panita El Atanugim Agashmayim Ubaze Avita Me'avina Dakut HaEmet. You got so fat, and you were chasing these taivos of Gashmias so much, that you no longer were able to find the thin line that separates truth. The line between truth and falsehood sometimes is so thin, and it takes a discerning eye. But if you're so busy chasing Gashmias, you're not going to be able to see that. And what's going to happen? That's going to cause galus. The next pasuk says, causes the galus to, and then the continuation of the psukim, the Sforno explains, is saying that we end Hashem's solution for that is galus. So what does that mean? That means that when Hashem provides for us b'shefa, it creates a responsibility on our part. And when we don't act up to the challenge, we don't stand up and meet the expectations, so we are like the animal that's kicking the hand that's feeding it, kicking the person that's providing for it. And this, that message is, this pasuk is telling us as the Sforno, is that our wealth, our affluence, is a test. Okay, being in Gullah, supposedly we don't have, but, I don't know, look around, Baruch Hashem, we seem to have an incredible amount of wealth. The poor person who comes to my door to collect money, there's more than one, okay, but the poor people who come to my door, they all have, you know, smartphones, and they have a home. It's not a homeless person coming to collect. And in his home, he has a washing machine and dryer. These are things poor people might have dreamt of, you know, 100 years ago. Hey, Baruch Hashem, we seem to have so much. Okay, we look around, and Baruch Hashem, there's plentiful food. You know, I'm not saying that there aren't poor people who really don't have those things. There are poor people with mamish nothing. And we have to provide for everybody. I'm not belittling anybody's situation. I'm just pointing out the largesse and the bounty that we, Baruch Hashem, are living with. And this pasuk is telling us that it's all a test. Are we going to use it properly to do Torah mitzvot? Are we going to make our mitzvah beautiful, or are we just going to make our tanugim beautiful? Are we going to make sure that we get a mitzvah that we're going to put in money to make it nice, or are we going to just only spend on our nice barbecue and dinners out? Are we going to only spend on, you know, our own tanugim? Are we going to give tzedakah with the money, or are we going to be keeping? Are we going to be giving back towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu? So the shira that's talking about Am Yisrael sitting is saying Vayishman Yishur Vayivat. We got so fed that we miss the truth. We miss out on being grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to remember that all the tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been providing for us, if Baruch Hashem we are making ends meet plus the Shefa, we have to remember that that's all the test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that we do our part to meet the challenge of using it properly and having the proper priorities, not just looking for more taivos and more gashmias, but to be able to use it all to serve Hashem properly. Maybe we'll be zoicha.